here's a story from The World.
Hundreds of thousands of people in India have gotten vaccinated against the coronavirus, but it hasn't been all smooth sailing. As one newspaper headline put it, one half vaccinates, the other vacillates. Sandeep Roy has this report from Kolkata.
In Bengaluru, in South India, Dr. Giridhar R. Babu is waiting for his shot. Dr. Babu is the head of Life Course Epidemiology at the Public Health Foundation of India. He says he's entered all his details, but no appointment yet.
Apparently, in the system, my name is not there, even after giving details.
The process started with great fanfare as trucks carrying the COVID vaccine rolled out of the Serum Institute of India. Coconuts were broken for good luck. India needs all the luck. Virologist Gagandeep Kang says this is a mammoth endeavor.
Remember, this is going to be something we have never done before. We've never had campaigns to immunize adults across the country before. We've never had a campaign that targets by occupation.
Amitava Ray, a neurosurgeon in Hyderabad, feels the process has been very professionally organized.
You download the app, they take your ID, they scan you in, they give it to you, you go and you wait for half an hour. There is a waiting area.
In the first 3 days alone, India has managed to vaccinate just over 381,000 people. The good news is, only a handful have been hospitalized with side effects. The bad news is, the target for the first day alone was 300,000. India should be well prepared to roll out a vaccine on a mass scale, says Dr. Babu.
Because when the world said we can't eradicate polio, India did that.
But that was bottom up, with micro plans going up from the village level. This has been more top down. The government wants to coordinate the whole process through an app called CoWin. But software glitches meant many people didn't get notified about their appointments till too late. Healthcare workers are doing manual entry and then uploading data later, says Dr. Babu.
They seem to be doing double the work.
Some places are getting around software glitches by inking the fingers of the vaccinated, the way India marks the fingers of those who vote. Also, there are two vaccines on offer. Covishield by the University of Oxford with pharma company AstraZeneca, and the entirely indigenous Covaxin, which is still in phase 3 clinical trial. Some doctors are complaining they are not being given a choice. Dr. Ray says there's hesitancy because doctors read the clinical trial data.
The trial has changed midway through. I mean, you know, it was going to be one shot. Now it is two shots. Then the second shot was half and now it is full. It was 21 days apart. Now they say it's 3 months apart.
So many want to wait and watch because being vaccinated won't mean they can let down their guard. It's possible they can still give the virus to unvaccinated friends, family and patients.
I've been doing this for almost a year now, wearing a mask, and it's become second nature to me. So why not wait for 6 weeks to see exactly how it pans out before we take the vaccine?
India wants to vaccinate 300 million people by July, 30 million healthcare and frontline workers, and 270 million who are older or have comorbidities like diabetes. Beyond the startup problems and technological hiccups, the real challenge lies ahead, says Harsh Mandar, a social worker. The virus has already exposed the harsh inequities in India. For people without a proper home or access to running water, the messages about hand washing and physical distancing ring hollow. Mandar says infections are rising among the destitute and the homeless.
We will continue to be in a mirage that people like you and I in the middle class and the rich will get access to the vaccines and we'll get protected. Are we going to reach that most vulnerable, that last person with the vaccine?
That's why Dr. Babu says he's neither excited nor nervous as he waits his turn. He's not nervous because he believes it's safe. And he'll be excited when most Indians can get the vaccine. He says, that's when we can say, okay, we did it. For The World, this is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata.